It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brandon Bayling with the Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk about ice. It's getting to be that time. Things are starting to freeze up, and some things aren't starting to freeze up, which is kind of, you know, cautionary. We need to let you know where you can go, where the ice is good, and where you may want to stay away from for at least another week or two if you're wanting to get out there and do some ice fishing. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, it's good to be back.
So let's talk about first, where should we stay away from right now as far as ice is concerned?
Well, probably the number one place, which is surprising, would be mill site. A couple weeks ago, mill site was seeing 3 to 4 inches. It was all but capped over. Just the little hot springs that are there that keep the water open. That was all that was open water. But we've seen the winds kick up, a little bit of warmer temperatures, and mill site is probably 90% open water now. There is a potential that it could freeze up, but mill site kind of tends to, once it opens up, it doesn't go to good ice after that. So really want to be cautious if you're going to venture out towards mill site. Another one that people love to hit that we're kind of seeing get ice forming later on is Huntington North. There is some ice, but there's a lot of open water there still. I went out just to measure ice thickness the other day, and close to shore, I found 6 inches of ice. But as soon as I got about 40 yards offshore, I was down to 3 inches of ice. So there's a lot of people I know that want to get out there to try and catch wipers and different things like that that Huntington North offers. But again, you got another week, maybe 2 weeks before that really hardens up. There's still open water on the east side, up by the inlet, and even out in the middle. So if you're going to venture to Huntington North, be very cautious.
And we were talking for a minute before we came on air. Joe's Valley may not even be really good right now.
Right. Yeah, I was really shocked to see Joe's Valley was still probably 40 to 30% open water. There's a lot of pressure ridges up there too. And some of those pressure ridges are 6 feet wide with open water in them. And so I found 6 to 8 inches of ice right off the boat ramp. That would probably be the only good ice that I could say if you wanted to get up to Joe's Valley and do some fishing. Hit the boat ramp on the east side. But again, there are pressure ridges. It is moving. It's still forming. So be cautious. I did venture over to the west side because I like to fish on that side. There are a lot of springs and different things over there. So you want to watch out for that. But I found 6 inches of ice there. So it is forming there as well. But there still is a lot of open water up there. And so that ice is still moving, still forming. So if you are going to venture out, be safe. Practice ice safety. Let people know that you're going. Take a buddy with you. Just be safe.
And it sounded like as we were talking as well, that most of the energy loop on the Huntington Canyon side is pretty good.
Yeah, the energy loop is looking really good. You've got good ice up there. The only thing you're going to be fighting there is snow. There's feet of snow up there, from a couple feet of snow to several feet of snow. So plan on having to walk through the snow, making that, you know, arduous trudge out through the deep snow to drag your sled out. You might want to pack a little shovel to kind of clear a spot once you get out onto the ice. That way you've got somewhere firm and you're not sinking through that snow the whole time you're fishing. But I drove it yesterday. There are pullouts that have been plowed. So there is areas that you can park. It's just going to be walking through that snow to get down to the ice.
And so that's electric is good, you said?
Electric's good. Cleveland's good. And Huntington Mammoth is also good. And of course, Schofield. Schofield's been producing. A lot of people have been having some good success there. It does slow down about this time of year. It's been fished a lot. About the time we see Strawberry freeze up, Schofield kind of slows down. Maybe that's because there's not as many people fishing on Schofield, so we don't get as many reports of a lot of fish being caught, but you still can have success there.
And so is Schofield capped now or not?
Yeah, Schofield's capped. It's good ice, so it should provide plenty of good fishing as well. So the whole energy loop would be good fishing. The biggest thing you're going to fight up there is the snow.
And yeah, that's one thing you don't maybe want to fight when you're trying to fish, especially as you're dragging everything with you.
Right. You know, you'd really learn how out of shape you are this time of year when you're pulling an ice sled out.
All right. So that's your ice fishing report. Things look okay on the Energy Loop. Schofield looks good. Millsite and Joe's Valley still a little dicey, as is Huntington North, you said, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So just be cautious. Do you guys do a report and put it on your website?
We do kind of a quarterly report now. We do kind of a forecast that lets people know kind of seasonality. So four times throughout the year, we'll update that. And each year, we tend to add a little more information. We work with our biologists to kind of see what the lakes are doing as far as production-wise and what we're stocking. So we can give people a general idea, but if you have questions, you can always call the office, ask for me, and I'd be happy to help you know what's going on.
Get you taken care of. Have fun and stay safe, right?
Exactly. Be safe this time of year.
All right, Brandon, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today. We really appreciate the time.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me.
That's Brandon Bayling with the Division of Wildlife Resources talking about ice fishing. It's that time. Just be safe and be cautious when you head out. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.